Morning Watch, Crucial Aspects of Matthew 5 through 7, Week 9, Doing the Will of the Father so that we may enter into His Kingdom on that day, the day of the judgment seat of Christ. Monday, Related Verses, Revelations chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 through 11, verse 8. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings apiece, are full of eyes around and within, and they have no rest day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God the Almighty, who was and who is and who is coming. Verses 9 through 11. And when the four living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits upon the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever. The 24 elders will fall before Him who sits upon the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. And they will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power. For you have created all things, and because of your will they were and were created. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. And one called to the other, saying, Holy, 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 Jehovah of hosts, the whole earth is filled with His glory. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5, 9, and 11. Verse 5, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Verse 9, making known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself. Verse 11, in whom also we were designated as an inheritance, having been predestinated according to the purpose of the One who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. Related reading. In Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 through 11, we see the worship of God by the four living creatures representing all the creatures, and by the 24 elders representing all the angels. In this scene, all the creatures are worshiping God. In verse 8, the living creatures mention holy three times, as in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, implying that God is triune. Also, the mention of God's existence with three tenses implies that God is triune. The praises of both the four living creatures and the 24 elders are composed of three items, implying that both the living creatures and the elders are praising the triune God. The first two items, glory and honor, are the same in both places. In the praises of the four living creatures, the last item is thanks, because they are redeemed and are grateful for the redemption of God's grace, whereas in the praises of the 24 elders, the last item is power, because, as the rulers of the universe and not the redeemed creatures, they appreciate the power of God by which they rule. God is a God of purpose, having a will of His own pleasure. He created all things for His will, that He might accomplish and fulfill His purpose. This book of Revelation, which unveils God's universal administration, shows us the purpose of God. As the ones who carry out God's administration in the universe, the 24 angelic elders speak out in their praises the will of God's creation. People can easily realize the creation of God, but they scarcely know the will, the purpose of God's creation. The praise of the angelic elders is an introduction to the contents of this book, which unveil the will, the purpose of God's creation, to have an eternal habitation for God's satisfaction and expression. This is the holy city, New Jerusalem. In the New Jerusalem, God's will in creation will be completely revealed and fulfilled. God will be fully satisfied and wholly expressed in and through the New Jerusalem. This is God's will in His creation, and it is the goal of the book of Revelation. God's will is God's wish, God's desire. God's will is what He wishes to do and wants to do. God's good pleasure is of God's will. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 speaks of the good pleasure of His will. His good pleasure is embodied in His will, so His will comes first. God's will was hidden in God as a mystery, so Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 speaks of the mystery of His will. In eternity, God planned a will. This will was hidden in Him, hence, it was a mystery. God's will as a mystery hidden in God issues in God's economy, dispensation. From God's will issues God's economy through His purpose, good pleasure, and counsel. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 says that God has made known to us the mystery of His will. To make known to us the mystery of His will is one item of God's wisdom and prudence. In eternity, God planned a will. This will has been hidden in Him, hence it was a mystery. In His wisdom and prudence, He has made this hidden mystery known to us through His revelation in Christ, that is, through Christ's incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. It was the pleasure of God's heart to reveal to us the mystery of His will. God's good pleasure is the desire of His heart, that is, to have the church and God's revelation of His hidden will is according to this desire of His heart. This is according to His good pleasure.